You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's Thursday, February 8th, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill video game podcast. My name is John Wall, and every week I bring you the latest gaming impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in 15 minutes because you've got a lot going on. I'm happy to have you here today because on this episode, I'm going to be talking about Silent Hill, The Short Message. And to make sure that you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on pretty much all major platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And I would greatly appreciate it if you left a review while you're there. It really helps to get the word out about the show. Also, if you'd like to chat about today's episode or just talk about games or just talk about whatever, you can find me on Threads and Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. Every week, I open up the episode by sending out some positive vibes. It's a special shout out to somebody whom I admire and appreciate, an attempt to spread some good vibes, some good energy throughout the gaming community. And this week, I reached out on the old Threads account to see if anybody had someone that they wanted to put forward as a person that they thought deserved a little shout out. And I did get some good suggestions. So this week's positive vibes are going out to Ainsley Bowden, as suggested by one Mr. Luke Lore. Ainsley is the editor-in-chief at Seasoned Gaming. It's an independent gaming site which has been doing top-notch games coverage for just about a decade, I think, now. And when it comes to indie outlets doing, like, real professional games industry coverage, there really aren't too many out there that do it as well as they do. And Ainsley has always seemed like a really cool dude in the few times that I've interacted with him online. So I'm sending off some positive vibes to him, and go check out Seasoned Gaming while you're at it. And thank you, Luke, for the suggestion. Silent Hill 2 is one of my favorite video games of all time. It's top three without a doubt. The story of James Sunderland's search for his wife in the town of Silent Hill while being haunted by his personal demons was unforgettable. Combined with the haunting soundtrack and that dread-filled atmosphere that permeated the entire game, it created an experience that has stayed with me for decades now, over 20 years. And the love that I have for that game is in spite of the fact that it is clearly imperfect and flawed in certain ways. For instance, the controls can be clunky and the combat is not particularly satisfying. But perfection isn't a requirement for me to love a game. In fact, most of my favorite games, games like Outer Wilds or Firewatch and even Breath of the Wild, all have obvious flaws. But that's how art is. It can create a connection with you that is meaningful and deep despite its shortcomings. Now, I don't want to compare the new Silent Hill, The Short Message, to that all-time classic game or say that it's some flawed masterpiece, but I do think that it shares something in common with Silent Hill 2 in that it overcomes several issues that I have with it to be a pretty effective and memorable little chapter of Silent Hill lore. So, to give you a little backstory on this game, it is a part of the recently announced Silent Hill renaissance that's happening with Konami now that they've remembered how to make video games. And there was the recently released, but quickly forgotten, Silent Hill Ascension, I think it was called, which was a weird live episodic thing. There's Bloober Team's remake of Silent Hill 2, a couple of other brand new games, and then there is this, which is a short little self-contained tale, which is available now for free on the PlayStation Store. So this game tells the story of Anita, a teenage girl who is searching for her friend Maya, who texted to meet her at an apartment complex in Germany called the Villa. Although upon arriving, it's clear that the complex has been abandoned for a long time. While searching for Maya, she'll also get texts from another friend of hers, Amelie, and most of the storytelling in the game is done through these texts and phone calls. Although I was surprised to see the use of some live-action cutscenes throughout the game. I think that's the first time they've done that in the series, and it was unexpected. And aside from some questionable dubbing on the voice acting, I think it was pretty well done. Of course, this being a Silent Hill game, the more Anita searches, she begins to realize that things aren't what they appear, and soon enough, the world around her begins to change, and the line between what's real and what isn't begins to blur. I think they do a pretty solid job of creating a world that is both visually interesting as well as unsettling. The hallucinations that Anita experiences feel unique and relevant to her story, much in the same way that what happened to James was a reflection of his guilt and his trauma. And I never knew what was going to be waiting behind each door, so I felt pretty on edge throughout the entire game, which lasts about 2 hours. So between the interesting design work and the solid graphics and pretty decent voice acting, I think the presentation for this game was pretty on point. As far as the gameplay goes, it's not quite as successful. 90% of the game would probably fall into that narrative adventure category, you know, what we used to call walking simulators, meaning that you're exploring the environment, looking for clues, and mostly triggering the next bit of story. The one part of the game that does change things up a bit are these chase sequences where you have to run from this creature who's after you. It mostly boils down to just making your way through a maze before it catches you. But I do gotta say that it did give me a few scares. It's a pretty creepy looking creature, and when it's chasing after you and you run to open a door only to find it like right there in front of you, shuffling towards you, it might have made me poop a little bit once or twice. And then there's like one puzzle in the game, but not a particularly interesting one. I'm absolutely fine with that style of video game that focuses more on story over gameplay, but I'm just used to getting a bit more from a Silent Hill title. Other than the somewhat uninspired gameplay, my only other real issue with the game is that some of the writing in it just feels a little bit clunky. You know, I think the story they're telling is good, but some of the dialogue just feels off, a little forced. And with regards to the story, I want to be perfectly clear that this game will absolutely not be appropriate for some players. There is a heavy focus on mental health, as well as suicide and self-harm, and it is pretty in your face with it at all times. It gets intense. So intense that not only Do you get text screens with a content warning and the National Suicide Hotline before and after the game, but literally inserted after certain scenes in the middle of the game as well? So if you feel like you might be sensitive to this kind of content, I would say to probably avoid this game completely. It's probably going to be a bit much, but if you are intent on playing it, tread carefully. Be careful. I think that the short message is a satisfying little short story in the universe of Silent Hill. It gets the atmosphere right. It's got a pretty compelling story. And despite some iffy writing and a lack of those classic Silent Hill puzzles, I did enjoy my time with it. In fact, I wouldn't mind seeing more tales of Silent Hill in this, you know, bite-sized short format. Does it fill me with confidence that Konami is back on the right track with the series? No, not yet. But I am a bit more optimistic after this, and as a longtime Silent Hill fan, that's more than I've been able to say in a long time. This week there was a rumor online that Xbox was considering bringing some of their games to other platforms. And this rumor led to another rumor, which led to another rumor, and has now swirled into a tsunami of speculation that predictably has some corners of the internet all in a tizzy. People are genuinely, let's just say, having a moment about this. And now, I'm not going to berate the people who are venting their emotions online about this Xbox rumor. Lord knows I've been guilty of getting emotional about gaming, you know, stories before. But what I'm about to say comes from a place of respect and understanding. Please just calm the hell down. I think one of the advantages of getting older is having more perspective about certain things. Not just video games, but life in general. And it comes with a better understanding of what's important and what isn't. And please believe me when I tell you that what a video game company decides to do with their business is not that important. At least not to you. I'm not saying you shouldn't care. Of course you should care. You love gaming and you want this industry to be healthy. You want to be a consumer who feels respected. I care. But what you shouldn't do is let this get your blood pressure up or get under your skin and let it ruin your day. I don't know about you, but my life is full of so many things that require my attention and things that can stress me out. The last thing that I'm going to worry about and need to increase my Lipitor dosage over is whether or not Gears of War gets released on PlayStation. Last week on Polling at Threads, I asked you how you would grade the recent PlayStation State of Play, and 35% of you thought that the showcase deserved a C, while 33% said it was a B, followed by 26% who were very impressed and gave it an A, and 7% thought it was a failure with either a D or an F. So overall, it seems like most of you were kind of middle of the road. Not amazing, but, you know, hardly a disaster. So for this week's question, let's say, are you optimistic about the future of Silent Hill? So head on over to my Threads account, which is Midlife SideQuest, and cast your vote after this show, and I will share those results next episode. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I appreciate you making time in your day to spend with me. Don't forget you can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And if you'd like to chat, head on over to Threads or Facebook. So until next week, be well and happy gaming.